What's going on? What's going on? It's the holidays. It's Alex Pardo, and you're listening to another episode of the Flip Empire Show, episode 267.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is going on, guys? Hope everybody is doing amazing this holiday season. So if you're listening to this when it's getting published, we are handful of days out from Christmas. So I hope you guys are taking the opportunity to disconnect a little bit. That's why we work so hard throughout the year, put systems in place, hire, you know, bring on the right people, put them in the right seats, so that, you know, as visionaries, as entrepreneurs, as business owners, you have the opportunity to disconnect, spend time with your family, your loved ones, do the things that energize you and that give you fulfillment in life while your business continues to run. You know, I think along those lines, this is a perfect opportunity to kind of reflect and ask yourself, you know, does the business run without you? Am I able to take a week, 2 weeks, a month off during the holidays if I so choose? And will the business continue to run, or do things stop? You know, does everything start and end with you as the entrepreneur? Because if that's the case, you don't have a business. You know, you have a job, a high paying job. And so use that as fuel, use that as motivation, so that, you know, 12 months from today, your business is in a completely different place. And do not underestimate how much you can accomplish in a month. You know, I look back at just all the things we've implemented and what we've accomplished this year, and it kind of blows my mind. And yet I also realize there's a lot of room for growth. There's a lot of room for opportunity. There's things that I need to get better at. There's things that I still need to learn as a leader, as an entrepreneur, as a person, you know, and that's kind of that's the growth process that that we all go through. And the mindset that I think we need to adapt is that there's always room to get better. There's always room to become a better version of yourself tomorrow than you were today. And to be a better version of yourself today than you were yesterday. So anyway, guys, what I want to kind of talk to you about on this particular episode is how to do more through your network, how to be strategic, how to create strategic alliances and joint ventures so that you can accomplish more by doing less. And this isn't going to be a long episode, but, you know, I recently had a conversation with a really good friend of mine who's in a different market, just super, super successful guy, has a large rental portfolio. You know, he owns a brokerage, and he knows his market very well. He's got, he's just got deep roots in that market. He's got great connections. Everybody knows him. And he is, you know, he's always been a buy and hold guy. And he was talking to me and kind of just asking me some questions about wholesaling, because he's looking to add kind of a wholesale department, a wholesale division to his company. And he's like, man, I'm blown away by just how many moving parts are involved. And again, this is a guy that's been in the business 20 years or so. He knows everything about the business. He's never been a wholesale guy. He's always been he's always bought from wholesalers or at auction, or, you know, he's never really done a direct mail campaign. He's never really marketed for deals. And he's in the process of doing all that, you know, purchasing lists, getting unique numbers set up, hiring so that people can process these leads, getting up and running with a CRM, you know, looking at different ways to market for deals, how to communicate with these people, like just all the systems and all the infrastructure that we as wholesalers know and have had to roll up our sleeves to implement in the business. You know, he's in the process of getting all this going. And he was just sharing with me how it's not really an enjoyable process. And he's like, you know, so I asked him, I said, you know, dude, why are you looking to do this? Like, you certainly don't need to. You don't need the money. You know, you got enough more cash flow in a month than some people make in a year. You know, why do all this? And, you know, he was just sharing with me some concerns about the market and how, you know, margins have been shrinking in his core business. you know? And so this is somebody that does a lot of turnkey properties. And so he was super smart guy. You know, I look up to him and have learned a lot from him, in the last, you know, year to year and a half or so. And it's smart what he's doing, you know? However, having said that, I said, you know, rather than kind of go through all the brain damage and all the work and effort, especially if you don't particularly want to do it, if you don't like it, you're just kind of doing it because of, you know, these different reasons. I said, you know, the market, you have capital, you know, you don't need money. You have money. In fact, you want to put more money to work to produce more cash flow. You have great resources. You know, the business, you can act as a consultant or an advisor. Why not reach out to your network, find the right operator, okay? Find a successful wholesaler that is in the process of growing the business, that wants to scale, but maybe lacks some resources. It could be capital, it could be the team members, but they know how to close deals, they know how to market for deals. Those people are out there. Why not reach out to your network, be intentional, and, you know, take them out to lunch and see if there's some synergy. See if you can add to their business where they lack and where they're challenged. And in turn, you can essentially put your money to work and act as a consultant, a coach, an advisor to a certain degree from a high level perspective. Not that you're going to be coaching them on the ins and outs of wholesaling. That's what they're good at. But maybe they lack as far as being a business owner, how to run the real estate as a business, which you have nailed. You know, you have the capital, you have the knowledge, you got the personality for, like, dude, why not connect with somebody out there that, again, knows how to market, knows how to find deals, knows how to close deals, but maybe they don't have a team, or maybe they just don't have the money to grow. And they don't have the money to market. Find that person, and why not see if you can become, you know, not an official business partner, but like on a joint venture basis, like, hey, you know, I'll put up I'll be, you know, your financial arm for your marketing capital, and you do what you do. And I can be here and kind of act as an advisor and a consultant. Like I told him, I said, I bet you can probably get 50% of these deals without having to do all the legwork, without having to, process all these calls and set up the CRMs and go on appointments and find buyers and close, like everything involved in wholesaling from start to finish. You can completely abdicate that and just put your money to work and just use your knowledge and guide these people. I told them, I said, I guarantee you that person is out there. That operator is out there. You just got to be intentional about it. You just got to like put feelers out there and find out. And as I was talking to him, it really caused me to think in my own business. I said, where can I leverage my network more? You know, maybe the things I don't like doing. Where can I add value to other people in my network, in my sphere, my ecosystem, so to speak, so that I can leverage my unique ability. I can leverage what I'm good at that somebody else might not have. They might not have that unique ability. They might not like it, but they bring something to the table as well. So I really kind of just want to challenge you guys to think about that. You know, I remember years ago, we didn't have a whole lot of money for marketing. This is probably going back 3-4 years. And I took on a handful of marketing joint venture partners where they would pay for all of the direct mail marketing. But I had the team, I had the infrastructure, I had the systems. We would process all the leads. And, you know, we closed a bunch of deals with a handful of JV partners ranging anywhere from 30% to them all the way up to 50% to them in some cases. And it was a great deal for them because all they did was put up money and got out of the way. That was a fantastic deal for them. I'm kind of at a place now where it's the reverse. I'd like to find the right operators that maybe lack capital, they need some guidance, you know, and I can provide that for them. So I really just want to encourage you guys to think about how you can tap into your network, how you can be more resourceful, accomplish more by doing less. So that's what I got for you guys today. By the way, guys, if you... a couple things that I want to just kind of throw out there. I'm looking to bring more successful women on the show. You know, you don't even necessarily have to be a real estate investor, but I'm looking to bring on more successful women. I think that's something the show's lacking. I would love to connect with more women that are, have successful businesses or that have, you know, that are in real estate and are doing deals, reach out to me. You know, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. I would absolutely love to connect with you and see if it's a fit, possibly get you on the show. And then also what I'd like to do is, you know, I just finished working with somebody. It was a consulting client that I took on for 3 months. And, you know, I get so much fulfillment from working with people and watching their growth and knowing that I've had a hand in that process. And at the end of it, you know, he provided me with a 16-minute video testimonial that was just very genuine, sincere, heartfelt, and it meant the world to me. It really, really did. And so I'm looking now, I usually work with just one person at a time. I'm looking to take on a consulting client on a one-on-one basis where I can work with them. So if you're looking to, if you want to generate more leads, if you want to implement systems in your business and you just want a business that runs without you, if you want to scale it, if you want to hire and build a team, you know, or many other things that I can help you with, you know, whether it be mindset or info marketing, launching a podcast, you know, I'm looking to connect with the right people that I could add value to, and that I can really help in their growth process as an entrepreneur and real estate investor. So if you guys have any interest, go to flipempire.com/consulting, flipempire.com/consulting. And just submit some information on that. We'll connect and see if it's a good fit. Again, this isn't like scarcity or sense of urgency. I really am looking to only work with one person. I have no aspirations of building a coaching or consulting business. I just do this because, while it is an extra revenue source for me, I genuinely get fulfillment. I love it. And so go to flipempire.com/consulting. And that's all I got for you guys. You know, I hope you guys have a fantastic Christmas and New Year. Take the time to plan, to goal set, and just put one foot in front of the other every day. Make sure that you're making progress. You know, my buddy Tom Kroll, who I'm going to have on the show in about a couple of weeks, always talks about progress, not perfection, right? And so apply that to your life, apply that to your business, and then enjoy the fruits that come from that. So love you guys. Have an awesome Christmas. I will connect with you on the next show. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.